because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. We have a caller online, Dan. So I'm going to pick up Dan here, but I'll get back to this lead in the water thing here because this is important to once you break this down. So, Dan, good evening from Missouri. How are you doing this evening?
Good evening, sir. I appreciate you getting me on here. I'm going to go right back to your lead in the water thing. I wish I could remember exactly which host brought this up, but in the last month, at the most, one of the RBN hosts was talking about the lead in the water, and they claim, and I'm sorry, I can't tell you who, and I haven't done any personal research, but I can appreciate the person, I know him, and well, I know a couple of them that more than likely were the ones I listened to. Anyway, they claim that there's a direct correlation of lead in the water when you calculate or look back at the record of when they started fluoridating the water. And according to them, the fluoride injection into the water stream
leaches it.
Causes the lead to leach out. And before that, the lead pipes, yeah, there was lead pipes all over this country. And I know that was a few years ago, but evidently the lead wasn't leaching out then.
Well, here, Dan. Yeah, Dan, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'll be 72 this December.
Okay, well, I'll be 58 in December. So, now, we went through all of our childhood and stuff with those same old watery conditioned pipes and stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with us. Got it?
Basically, there's nothing wrong. You're right.
Yeah, and we didn't have all the ADHD or whatever they claim nowadays and stuff, so... You know, that's where I'm going with this article here, that it's a deliberate dumbing down, if you want to catch my drift here, because when I get on the rest of this, yeah, but this is more of what I call communist core, and I'll get into that here, where they deliberately dumb down people and the scores and stuff that I'll get into here in a sec. We'll talk about that, so if you want to stay tuned on that, you can, okay?
Oh, I want to. Listen, I didn't mean to steal your thunder, and I got in kind of late on your show. But I wanted to bring that up. If that's correct, that's monumental.
Yeah.
If the fluoride caused the lead to leach out and then start contaminating us, fluoride anyway.
Yeah. Remember over in Flint, Michigan, the same thing is that they're now making it so that you can't go. Same thing in Australia. You cannot go after any government official that allows this stuff to take place.
Oh my!
So, and remember, over in Flint, they bypass their own plant there, and they start drawing water directly out of the river there. Mm. And it makes you wonder about sanitation and stuff, but they don't care. Imagine the toxins and stuff that come up through rivers, especially after all these floods from the spring runoff and stuff. All the chemicals and stuff that get in the water, the pesticides, fertilizers, and of course. Like over in Seattle, they just had that story there about the king salmon over there that are testing so positive for all these SSRIs and stuff that are being you know, right down into the ocean and stuff. And of course, the fish and stuff pick it up. And of course, you digest it, and then you start wondering why you're ill.
Yeah, we're the top of the food chain.
Yep, that's it. All right, well, Dan, hey, I'll cut you loose, and I'll get back to this, okay? And I'll and
thank
stay
you
tuned,
so
we'll
much. I appreciate it.
All right,
bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Okay.
Oh.
So anyway, as I said, I'm not done with this. I did some research, and of course, this is still Michigan, Flint, Michigan. Get it? Anyway. Michigan is to withhold science test scores for 2 years. Now, that's odd. The state education officials plan to withhold the public release of science scores from the Michigan students' test of educational progress for 2 years because they say the exam is a simple test that does not yet measure students' proficiency. And that's over in Detroit News. However, more than half of Michigan students have failed the MSTEP literacy exam. On the eve of this pivotal school year, the last one before school districts will have to start holding back some third graders, again, holding back some third graders who aren't reading at a grade level. Results on the state's important reading and writing exams are hardly providing optimism. So think of this when you hear schools passing students now because they don't want to leave that child behind or that the schools might need a crying booth. But anyway. So the results are of this same thing here, this Michigan Department of Education. It might create waves of panic across Michigan. Well, it should, given the state has invested $100 million in recent years into improving reading instructions. Both state education officials are urging patience and saying efforts to improve reading instructions are intensifying and will take time to show results. So this is more time. It's another story I found. Earlier today in the morning, Detroit was ranked last for the fifth time among the school districts on a national test known as the National Nation's Report Card. VD's former school district, this is in lieu of this other article, this Duval County Schools in Jacksonville, Florida, showed the significant gains in fourth grade math and posted in the highest scores among 27 urban districts in the nation in that subject. He told this Chalkbeat that the curriculum has been used in Duval is the same one as the community of educators recommended to the board last month. So this is Michigan talking about Florida. However, so the fact is that at last is not surprising that VD said on a radio show Wednesday, let's specifically talk about what affects those test scores, quality, curriculum. Of course, I'm not sure that the lead in the water supply that can't or hasn't been fixed would apply to that. But anyway, it says that we did an audit this year to show that the materials are not only outdated but aligned to the standards. So as I was talking to Dan, we all grew up on this math and whatever they had before, reading, whatever. And we can all read today. We can do math. But today the kids aren't proficient in this, and of course you have to wonder why. And it makes you wonder about lead in the water and as other things that cause that to leach. But what got me out of this entire article here is the change in teaching materials is one of the biggest investments the district has chosen. They didn't choose to fix the water pipes and stuff like that over there, but they are going to invest $1.8 million on the school and at the time of this article, and we'll use another learning curriculum to open up resources at the maximum cost of $5.3 million. So that's a little over almost $7 million there. And then a total yearly reoccurring cost of $3 million some odd dollars. You think now of nearly that $10 million there of how much that could have done to start repairing these pipes. Even going into plastics, which of course have PCB and all that crap in it here. But anyway, again, why don't they just simply fix the piping and then check see what the test scores are after they start fixing it? Of course, you won't know until the future generation of kids are born or the next set of kids are born. But it makes you wonder how they keep putting profit above people. And this is what disturbs me the most. On to another story here, checking my time. I have a video here coming up here, and I won't be able to play it this. I'll have to do it at the bottom of the hour, so I have to kind of get some fill time in here. Da-da-da. Okay. Ken sending me a meme there. But anyway, A large Christian cross has been pulled down because it could be offensive to Muslim migrants. This cross, which was erected on the cliffs of Apulia, this is over in France or something like that, it's beneath this castle of this Mytilene. This is due to my reading skills, believe me. It's these other words. You know, as American, you get used to reading like Johnson and all those other words, Rogers, whatever like that, you know, but you get all these foreign names, and it's like reading some name over in Ukraine. It's like, what the heck? But anyway, or even some Arab name. It's like, how the hell do they pronounce that? But anyway, Mike Rivero does a pretty good job butchering those too. But anyway, but he said it was, this is claiming to promote this intercultural coexistence, and said it was an insult to migrants who have drowned in the sea and may cause offense to those swimming nearby. There goes the dogs. But anyway, so you think of this. We have George Soros, who's openly behind all this immigration, and others, culprits that I know they're involved in this, that have caused this massive immigration of all these migrants, and then now suddenly our culture offends them. And I can think nothing better than when Vladimir Putin over there in Russia said, "You are welcome to come to Russia, but when you're in Russia, you are Russians." Basically saying, leave all your dirty baggage and stuff, that when you come to Russia, you are Russia. And you have to think about how this works here, too, because remember those people that fled Europe and such to migrate to the free world, where you had your Statue of Liberty of give us your tired, your poor, you know, and they came to America to start a better life. And, of course, you had, like I mentioned before on this show here, where your Italian pizza places had their Italian flags out front of it. Your Hispanic Mexican restaurants had their little Mexico flags. That's all fine like that. But when you see these same people out there demonstrating in your streets carrying only their flags when they're supposed to be American, this is what America was. And people migrated here, and they knew that they would become an American. They wouldn't have to worry about what was going on. The same thing like during World War II. Prior to that, most of Europeans migrating here were German. And, of course, those same Germans then were inscripted in the military to go back and fight at home, killing fellow Germans. Does it make sense? No, it doesn't. These wild dogs, I don't know what they're barking at. But anyway, I hope they don't get too involved with you. I told Kenneth I might have a problem with them earlier. But anyway, let's see, where's my time at? I'll tell you what. I'll go ahead and start reading this here, and we'll see what we can do. The top Trump aide colluded with Israel in 2016's election. If that video is queued up there, I think I have enough time there. This is Max Blumenthal talking about Russia, not Russia, that get it, not Russia, but Israel's collusion in the 2016 election. So, Kenneth, you want to read that, run that clip there?
Loud and clear.
Now we turn back to the question of election interference in the 2016 presidential campaign. Indicted Trump campaign official Rick Gates apparently requested proposals in 2016 from an Israeli company to create fake online identities to use social media manipulation and to gather intelligence to help defeat Donald Trump's Republican primary challengers and later Hillary Clinton. The company is staffed by former Israeli intelligence officers, and while the New York Times says there is no evidence the Trump campaign actually engaged the company, an emissary of the United Arab Emirates Crown Prince wrote the firm a check for $2 million after the election. We're joined from Washington, D.C. by Max Blumenthal. Max is a journalist and best-selling author. His latest book is The 51-Day War, Ruin and Resistance in Gaza. He is also the senior editor of Gray Zone Project and the co-host of the podcast Moderate Rebels. Max Blumenthal, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Max, after all of the reports of Russian interference, so-called alleged, in the 2016 election, or last week Mike Pence was saying China's already interfering in the 2018 elections, here we have a case reported by the New York Times and now by other media, and I've seen that you are writing about it and tweeting about it as well, about the outrage from Rick Gates from the Trump administration to this Israeli company. again, designed to create fake online personalities with the intention of helping Donald Trump become president. Anyway, give us the broad outlines of what this proposal seemed to be.
Well, what we have here is one of a dizzying array of cases of Israeli direct interference in America's political system, and more specifically in the 2016 elections, and Israel's influence, direct influence on shaping the Trump administration's policy towards Iran. In this case, this information came out because Rick Gates, who was the partner of Paul Manafort, who was for a time the chief campaign aide and chief of staff to Donald Trump's campaign, was indicted along with Manafort. He dimed Manafort out in exchange for more favorable treatment from Robert Mueller, and gave Mueller pretty much as much information as he could give him about his interactions with foreign governments to influence the 2016 campaign. And Mueller just keeps coming back to Israeli interference, even though his job is supposed to be related to Russian interference. And it's because of the preponderance of examples of Israeli interference. In this case, Rick Gates was approached by someone named Joel Zemel, who is very well connected to the Israel lobby in the United States and runs a group called Psy Group, which is a private Israeli intelligence firm comprised of Israeli former intelligence officials that focuses on elections around the world and specifically interfering in them. And what they proposed to do, what they pitched to Rick Gates as a representative of the Trump campaign at an August 3rd, 2016 meeting at Trump Tower with Donald Trump Jr., was a $3 million persona management campaign that would have consisted of the creation of sock puppet accounts to influence Republican National Convention delegates against Ted Cruz, and to carry out an intelligence operation, an unspecified intelligence operation, presumably including gray propaganda against Hillary Clinton and her inner circle. So what you have here is basically a massive plan to influence America's election through the kind of subterfuge that we have heard Russia is planning, but extends well beyond the kind of hacking that Russia is accused of. And again, it's just one more example of so many cases of Israeli interference. Just really quickly, I'd mentioned that August 3rd, 2016 meeting at Trump Tower. Joel Zemel was introduced to Rick Gates by George Nader, who was at the time representing the ruler of the UAE, the United Arab Emirates. Eric Prince was also there, the founder of Blackwater. George Nader is widely suspected in the Arab world of being a Mossad agent. He's been very close to the Israel lobby, and he himself has been involved with pro-Israel bigwigs like Ron Lauder over the years in trying to foster diplomacy with the Assad government of Syria, between Israel and Syria. So the connections just run so deep, and this should be considered a titanic scandal on top of several scandalous revelations about Israeli interference. But for some reason, I don't think it will wind up being a Democratic line of attack against Trump. I don't know why.
I think you're being facetious. I think you do know why.
Yeah, well, we all know why.
I think you have a suspicion.
Yeah, I have a slight suspicion.
Let's help the audience understand your suspicion.
Well, I mean, just look at Nikki Haley's retirement today from the Trump administration as UN ambassador. I mean, she was essentially a marionette for the Israel lobby and Netanyahu at the UN. And what is the response from the Democrats? Bob Menendez, who I think is the co-chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and is another tool of the Israel lobby, said there will be a leadership void in the Trump administration with Nikki Haley gone. I mean, they're lamenting Nikki Haley's resignation in the Democratic Party. Bob Menendez, I mean, this guy, when he was put on trial for corruption, he's one of the most corrupt people in Congress. All of his legal fees were paid for by AIPAC donors. So this is a bipartisan project of Israel.
All right. I also noticed that Judge Jeanine had commented about the loss of Nikki Haley and what a great stalwart she was for America's democracy. I have another video coming up here right after the break here, but hey, good timing there. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial and whatever else they used to say on TV. Stay tuned.
talk is all you get. And you wanna.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful western Montana, where it's cooling down. It's 43.8 degrees already. I have one story here, then I'm going to go back up to my video. You've heard of Monopoly, right? Well, the fun little board game with fake little money, you know, remember that one? Plastic houses, get out of jail free, all crap like that, you know. It was a great way to pass the time with the family, unless you got one irate family member liked to upset the board and smear everything around like that because they didn't win. But anyway, when it comes to real life properties, business, and products, however, a monopoly becomes a whole lot more dangerous. And this is some sad news for a lot of people, mainly for me too, for Kenneth, a few other people I know. But anyway, two major companies, Monsanto and Bayer, or just call it Bayer now since they basically merged, they have recently joined together and seem to be plotting to take over the cannabis industry. In other words, to create a monopoly on marijuana. And you'll know what they'll do is they'll create seedless plants. So you always have to go back to the distributor on this. So anyway, that's how corporations work in this country. Always play both sides of the field. Just like in Vegas, where the food and beverage there down there was a distributor for marijuana, and then they realized their beer sales were dropping off, and so suddenly the plant sales dropped off. Get it? Anyway, this next clip here is of Steve Bannon, and he does a good job here. I don't really care about politics myself, but He's the one that got President Trump elected there. And of course, the move, the strategy is basically going global, especially as we enter into the midterms here. So the actual video is from ABC News Australia. It's 37 minutes long. I don't have that long to play, but I'm going to play 9 minutes of it. And you'll see the strategy of both the Republican Party against the Democrats and the blue wave and what's to come, as well as any allegations of sexual misconduct, stuff like that, but how they work it out. So with that, I'll have Kenneth play clip number four.
He's been called a street fighter and the most dangerous man in American politics.
You argue for your freedom and they call you a xenophobe. You argue for your country and they call you a racist.
I like Mr. Bannon. He's a friend of mine. He's a good man. He is not a racist. I can tell you that. He's a good person.
Look at who he's put in charge of his campaign. Stephen Bannon. The head of a right-wing website called Breitbart.com. Breitbart embraces ideas on the extremist fringe of the conservative right.
Let them call you racist. Let them call you xenophobes. Let them call you nativist. Wear it as a badge of honor.
We should shake hands again, because I come from a polite country, and I love
it. What we do.
Shake hands and look somebody in the eye. Because that back, Dan, is that back door closed?
It is not fully closed.
Now I'm in a reality show.
You're doing
exactly.
This
yeah.
is, now you know how the White House, this is the well-honed,
the well-honed
this is the campaign.
Yeah.
Now you know why the Clintons, by the way, now you know why Clinton didn't take it seriously, because you can't take it seriously.
Yep.
They're rolling. Okay, set.
Critical midterm elections coming up. How high are the stakes for Donald Trump's presidency?
First off, I don't think they're midterms. I think that the, you know, the opposition party media, the Democratic Party, the entire permanent political class aligned against President Trump in the campaign and then after he took office have won one big victory, and that is they're going to get a do-over. This is, people that think about this as a midterm, it's one of the things that we're trying to pound into conservatives' heads. This is a reelect. It's all on the table here, right? If they take the House, if the Time's Up movement, the resistance, this is as high a stakes as possible. This, if we lose the House, the Trump presidency will grind to a halt.
You just used the term pound, and today is actually the day that you've released the trailer for your new film. Now, it depicts the coming election as a violent battle. Why so extreme?
Well, I think if you look at what's happening in the streets with Antifa and these neo-Nazis, everything, that the country is really almost like the 1960s. To a degree, because of the two sides of what's arguing, you see the country is coming apart. And I think all these issues have to be put on the table. And so it is a time, you know, it's a time that the country's quite divided. And that's why this midterm's so important. That's why the 16 election is so important. You have to decide it at the ballot box.
You say yourself that you won the 2016 election. You were just talking about the chaos in the campaign, but you won that election with not a lot of money, as you say, yeah. And really with fear and anger. Do you think that you can rely on the deplorables to come out again this time?
I'm not so sure as fear and anger as rationality. I think working class people and middle class people in this country realize that something's wrong, is that, you know, upon their shoulders rest the entire tax burden, and upon their shoulders really rest, this kind of liberal post-war international order, the kind of globalist system that's out there, right? They are quite rational. So now what you're going to see, I think, in this election is there's still a lot of anger out there. And I think that this anger can be harnessed, you know, this anger can be harnessed to have another big victory for Trump. The one thing different in 16, the Clinton campaign, as we were joking beforehand, you know, we were fairly disorganized, except on the ground. We had a terrific ground game. In addition, Trump had this kind of powerful populist message, which she missed. She really went for identity politics. They also didn't take us very seriously. They saw a collection of kind of quasi-amateurs. We had a lot of people just kind of fill in the gaps there, and they didn't take us seriously. The difference in this election is that These groups are what I call fully woke. They understand exactly what's going on. They're looking at the right congressional district. So this one's going to have to go in kind of full consciousness. You're not going to sneak up on them like we did last time.
You mentioned the Time's Up movement. Now, just for the sake of our audience, that's the extension in America of the Me Too movement.
Me Too is about sexual harassment. Time's Up is really about the power dynamics in society.
This is our time. This is our moment. The women that put themselves on the front line and accuse that man, Mr. Weinstein, and brought him down by using their voice. We need to do the same for Trump.
You describe it as being primal.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, it's trying to upend 5,000 years of kind of the way civilization's been structured, whether that's Hindu, Islamic, or Judeo-Christian Western civilization, kind of the patriarchy. It's after that. And I'm not arguing whether it's right or wrong. What I'm saying is that this movement is much deeper than the sexual harassment. This Time's Up movement, if you listen to its leaders, if you listen to what its ideology is, I equate it kind of like the French Revolution. The French Revolution was very primal and tried to go to the core of society and upend it and restructure it. And so I don't agree with the ideology. I have a lot of respect for its latent power. I've seen it here in the United States since the day that Trump has been elected. It's one of the most powerful forces politically we have in the country today.
One of the things that's happening is that Donald Trump has lost some support, particularly amongst college-educated white women.
Yes.
Do you think that on the back of these movements, like Time's Up and Me Too, do you think that, are you worried actually that now, this time round, women are going to punish Donald Trump for his behavior?
Not punish, but I'm very worried. Let's go back to 16. I think one of the things that shocked people is we won white women 52-48. We won high school educated white women, I think 69-37 or something like that. These are extraordinary numbers. There's definitely been a softening. My argument about this re-election that's going to take place on November 6th or the midterms is that there's not time right now, okay, to go out and do a lot of outreach on either policy or tone, because I think a lot of this is tone. A lot of these people just see Trump as a disruptor, and they just don't like the style. I don't know if it's punished, but one of the realities that I keep telling people is that we have to be very focused on the fact that the numbers we had in 16 among college-educated women, both Republican and independent, are not going to be there.
Not coming back. Now, you've really challenged the Democrats to make the midterms an election about impeachment.
Well, they have. So here's what I think. If you look at the grassroots of the Democratic left are doing exactly what the Tea Party movement did in 2010, and I admire the fact they have enthusiasm for what they believe. I don't believe it. But I believe in democracy, and what they're doing is going out and getting votes. They're ringing doorbells and knocking on doors. I said, hey, they have made this a referendum on Donald Trump. I'm just saying we got to face reality and not sit there and go, oh, well, let's lose, and then we can run against the House.
So if you lose, though, if it doesn't go the way you want and that referendum goes against you, is that the end of your agenda?
Come on, we're gonna have good days and bad days. We're gonna win and lose.
Well, so I think it can't be a referendum on President Trump and you lose and then you just move on.
I think the accomplishments he's made in 18 months are extraordinary. The other thing you have to remember, too, which I say is a strategic major advantage of this, by early October, it looks like it's not going to be a blue wave, I believe that the left in the Democratic Party is going to turn on its establishment. Remember, I've been at civil war with the Republican establishment for about 10 years. The Democrats have not had their civil war. Mm. There's been no Breitbart. There's been no guys like Bannon that wanted to take on the establishment. I believe if they do not deliver a resounding victory on November 6th, and that victory is tied to impeaching Donald Trump and stopping his program, you're going to see an internecine war start in the Democratic Party that will take years to go through. It's something that should have happened years ago. It should have definitely happened when Clinton lost in 16. How could they have $2 billion, have a candidate like Clinton, that entire apparatus? Here you got Donald Trump and a collection of clowns around him, and you lose. They weren't held accountable because, oh, guess what? The Russians stole it from us, okay? That was their cover. If they lose this November, the civil war inside the Democratic Party is going to consume them for years. It's going to make Donald Trump's reelection in 2020 a foregone conclusion.
You're different.
All right. I want to remind you, Steve Bannon was basically canned by Trump, and yet This is a guy that's devoted the latest portion of his political career here to making sure Trump was in office. And, you know, I have no problem with that. And as you know, I don't really vote because I get tired of so much politics. It's pathetic. I'd rather expose crime, which I'm good at. But anyway, what is brought out in this video, though, is that the tearing apart of the Democratic Party by its own people is probably going to be the outcome of this. And again, you have to realize the amount of money that the Hillary campaign had soaked into running for her elections twice and still lost. That the Democratic Party doesn't really have anything to offer. And the only drawback this to what I see is the U.S. government, in fact, as Max Blumenthal brought out, is it's basically a Vichy government that's being run from outside this country. And we know that with Adelson down there in Vegas, that is basically, what was it, $100 million into the Trump campaign. And I don't think that the American public are getting the person that they need for this country because they're too devoted to serving other countries. And we'll wait to see how this fashions out with Iran here in November and also with other events in the Middle East, as well as this constant blathering of Israel. And I have no problem against Jews. It's Zionists that just keep pushing the United States into more wars. Murr had posted there in the chat room there the fact that Steve Bannon says China is at economic war with the West. And, of course, we know this is true. But as I read or had that video earlier there about how the strategic portion of what the United States wants is all these rare earth minerals. Another one was a deposit was just found off the coast of Japan. And we know that with new maglev trains and all this stuff that this is the wave of the future, high speed rail, magnets, all this, you know. And of course the mining rights to those, and of course as was mentioned, they don't care about rights. They would just go in there and take them anyway. And this is going to cause contention in the area. And again, with all the different arms sales, as I mentioned also, that if you can't see how many nations are buying arms, the type of armaments, which is basically to protect themselves, put a no-fly zone over their own countries. It's the same with India, whatever. That people are prepping for this, and looking for the buildup of how World War II went, the picking of sides, I see that today. And we know that other nation states have their own NATO-type membership to where they have a mutual defense treaty. And as mentioned with the S-300s over there in Syria, that there has not been one Israeli jet that has even attempted to fly into Syria, which means that perhaps the U.S. does not want to show how vulnerable the F-35 is, let alone the two F-35. Oh, well, the one F-35 that made that strategic strike, and then, of course, the other one that crashed. Remember the cost of those planes, how much one of those cost every time it goes down, as well as the reports of what's doomed in the naval fleets, the recruitment levels, and, of course, the recent study that 40% of the children aren't able to enlist in the military because of their weight issues. God knows how many would be in the military and have to take their little pills with them because of their sicknesses that they have, ADHD, their other issues. All right. Anyway. So I have another story here, then I have a caller online here. So before I take the caller, I have two callers. The University of St. Thomas thermal science professor John Abram actually believes that the Florida Panhandle residents deserve to get hit by a catastrophic hurricane for electing climate deniers like, say, Donald Trump. And, of course, you when you read this, this article's in The Guardian there, but according to his theory of elections have consequences, that had Hillary Clinton won in 2016, there would have been no Hurricane Michael. It just goes to show you that. I was trying to talk to my daughter earlier about this other story here, but I think it's called Reiki. It's a form of energy healing that can help alleviate physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual stress. It's a way to tune up so-called your energy to a healthiest state, allowing for healing to take place. Well, on top of that, as the Catholic Church ignores its pedophilia scandals, a bishop is warning that this Reiki energy healing is satanic. Does that tell you anything? Right now, the Vatican is shielding 2,000 back cases and their child sexual abuse. So, Tom in Utah. Good evening, Tom. I hope you're having a good evening.
Keith, there we are. Hi, Keith.
Yeah, hold on.
Just briefly, and your program is wonderful. Anyway,
thank you.
I just wanted to read. We just got a deep freeze over here in Utah. Is it cold up where you're at yet?
We've had snow down to about 300 feet above the valley floor here, which isn't too bad yet, but I've got two cords of wood waiting for another two tomorrow.
Okay. I just wanted to remind the 10% of the population of the United States and the higher number percentage of our Native American brothers that since the federal government has not remedied the ventilation problem in the manufactured mobile home industry, they're living 3 feet from injury and death.
You're speaking all those FEMA trailers and whatever for all this relief in these disaster zones, right?
Well, no. Every single manufactured mobile home produced in America since 1976.
Oh, it's still ongoing.
Ongoing. Nothing's been done.
Okay.
So that community of Native Americans around you, as well as the humble Americans that are living in manufactured or mobile homes, and they're... There's an intake, bringing air in, it's called the blend air intake, literally designed to bring air in 3 feet away from the exhaust of the same furnace that system's tied to.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just begging people that if you have a friend or family member or loved one living in a manufactured or mobile home, don't matter what they tell you, if they are living in a unit produced in the last 46 years now, right? Is that right? From 76 until now?
Right.
They are designed to subtly, to seriously intoxicate the occupants with the fumes of their own furnace and only a few more feet away in many floor plans a water heater. Anyway, I didn't want to break you, but it's another example of government. We are the government. We're here to help you.
Right. Ronald Reagan. Yep. All right. Well, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. Okay.
Go to gassingamerica.com or 3feetfromdeath.com.
All right, gassingamerica.com or 3feetfromdeath.com. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
I always appreciate you calling, okay? All right, the reason I'm cutting Tom off there is I got another caller online here, and I got some other stories here. So I'll go ahead and pick up Fred in Michigan. I'm sure he has some good authentic stuff to tell us. So good evening, Fred. Hope you're having a good evening.
Brother Keith, man, you really hit my nerves tonight. Steve Bannon. It was February of 17 on NPPR, National Parasite Communitarian Radio. I did hear a group of young Talmudic Jew Bolshevish bragging about Steve Bannon being a rock star because Steve Bannon made them these Talmudic Bolshevik communitarian NPPR broadcasters, you know, stars in their own right. And when I saw the presentation after I saw Brendan O'Connell on YouTube, and then you mentioned Mike Herzog last week, right? Well,
right.
Brendan Herzog on 21 July of this year, at theamericanawakening.org, did a solo presentation entitled Chinese Communists Have Taken Over America, Who Set Up and Runs China. So he gives a really great historic continuum perspective from the 1800s of Orthodox, Talmudic, Bolshevik Jew infiltration, subversion, subterfuge at all levels, including not just UK or here, but Iraq, because the Sassoon family, you got to remember, Pat Tillman was murdered by friendly fire in Afghanistan for recording and enjoying back home to his friend regarding the opium, heroin, poppy fields that had recently been reconstituted by the Brits, the Americans, on behalf of the Mossad, CIA, MI6, which is the global drug operation in total. So they murdered the guy, all right?
Right.
And the pathology report has been suppressed. Well, the Sassoon family, which originated in Iraq and became the treasurers in Iraq in the 18-teens, 1818, 1820. And then when the Iraqi governors, called pashas, when they discovered how they were being screwed over by a Talmudic Jew monetary subterfuge, they did their own sort of 1492 Spanish Inquisition, which is what the Spanish Inquisition was all about. The queen and the king finally realized, well, you know, that all of our Christian brethren that are disappearing and being murdered savagely and then holocausted. Holocaust means they create a pit and they burn the corpse. Well, that's what happened. That's what happened on the launch pad to Apollo 1, because Virgil Gus Grissom, Roger Chaffee, and Ed White, they were speaking out about the lies of the Apollo satanic Bolshevik Jew moon operation. So they had to incinerate, they had to holocaust them to shut them up. But if you look at the Fox presentation from February 2001, it's called Conspiracy Theory, Did We Go to the Moon? In there, they have the proceedings of a congressional investigation, somewhere like 64, and a young inspector general, probably Jewish, I don't know, but he had big, big glasses on, you know, a 500-page report in which he documents the perverse, colossal failures of the Apollo technology R&D. He said, there's no way we will ever make it through the Van Allen radiation field,
right,
yada, yada. And like 2 days later, or was it 2 weeks later, he suddenly is run over by a train. He and his family are run over by a train. So what I'm getting at here, whether it's the Israeli, like you mentioned, the F-35. I can guarantee you they were just grounded last week because of a fuel delivery system problem. Those suckers are going to wind up in Israel. This is all by design, and this is what Brendan O'Connell documents. The outsourcing, the hijacking, the confiscation of our high-tech industry, whether it's computers, the military, you name it, it's winding up in Israel. And who's to blame? Who's to blame? AIPAC and all these other frickin' Talmudic Jew Bolshevik organizations, including you know, their think tanks like Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission.
Fred, I got a break coming up here, but I will agree with you on all that. what gets me is when you see these pictures and videos from over there in Israel where it says, make Israel a great again, and it's got Trump's name there. Again, this is where our politicians lie. It's whether it's Ted Cruz or anyone else, that their unwavering loyalty to a foreign country is treason.
Yeah.
But anyway, my break's coming up here, so I'm going to cut you loose here. But hey, thanks for calling in. Always, even the people in the chat room here said that you're a really informed caller. So nice to hear you in there again, okay?
All right, bro. Take care.
All right. Yeah, my best to you. You know, like I say, this politics in America is one thing. But when you start seeing everything of our produce, everything like that mystery site 9/11, where it ran up into a little over $100 million to build this massive nuclear bunker over there outside of Tel Aviv there. I think it's five stories deep or something below the surface there. And it's listed how much it would survive as far as in a nuclear attack. But you don't see those bunkers and fallout shelters for Americans. It's always for Israel. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
It's on top. Double talk is all you get.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You wanna know? Turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the final show portion of the show here. You know, Fred brings up some good points there in Michigan there, but you know, one really has to look at why. And I'd like to, what do you call it, really emphasize this, why they are doing so much to remove history. Fred brings up a lot of great historical points there, but of course, in today's world, most people don't even know what tomorrow is going to bring them, so they're not worried about what happened 20, 30 years ago, let alone what happened in the last big war or the big war before that or what caused them or any of that stuff. So Fred's got some valid points there. It's like when the invasion of Iraq started there, one of the first things they looted was the museum over there. And of course, remember that Baghdad is old Babylon. It was the Jewish center over there. But again, like I say, once they start removing your history, statues, all this stuff, anything that's a remembrance of what was in the past, and people lose track of that. And it reminds me of that Star Trek Voyager episode where they were traveling through space and all of a sudden these guys started having these reoccurring memories of where they fought this battle. They didn't, but it was this memory type device that was there so that no one would forget that it happened 300 and some years before they were even in the area there. And so in lieu of that, the power supply was running down on it, and they recharged the power supply after their crew went through so much hell of going through all these flashbacks of memories. But it's a good starter point, kind of like a vanguard to keep one's morals in check. I think. A man in China has been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison after stealing electricity from a train network in order to mine Bitcoin. We know that these computer devices nowadays, if you get them loaded on your computer, they'll sit there and they'll eat up your bandwidth and stuff and work in the background 24/7 mining Bitcoin. Think of all, I forget how many hours or kilowatt hours is used daily in mining this Bitcoin by all these computers and stuff around the world. Also probably tying up the internet, slowing it down. So Netflix isn't the only one. Facebook has admitted that hackers accessed the data of 29 million users on the social network by using people's friends list to steal access tokens. The social network addressed the September attack on Friday, saying that the statement that it is cooperating with the FBI, which is actively investigating. Facebook also added that their bureau has asked not to disclose what may be behind the attack. And I know Granny and I have been talking about this on Twitter a little bit, but I'm sure, though, if you think back just a couple weeks before where Israel and Facebook team up to combat social media, that you might find a link between that, but that's just my opinion. And, this, of course, this is where the article talks about there in the Independent over there in the UK, that Israel and Facebook will begin working together to tackle posts on social media platform that incite violence, a senior Israeli cabinet minister has said, a spat of high-profile new attacks. And, of course, you really have to wonder how much access all these big Intel corporations like Intel, which is located over in Israel now, they have access to all these computers, the back doors, as Snowden brought out, that there's back doors in everyone's routers, modems, name it. And then as part of the plan to destabilize Europe for the war industry, as I mentioned, the Pentagon is about ready to axe a large swath of precious EU-protected forests for a new Poland base. Why the United States or anyone else needs a big, huge base over there in Poland makes you wonder again, is there something coming? Anyway, that's the end of the show here, guys. Thanks for tuning in on the radio. Those in the chat room, and Kenneth is always in the control room. Thanks for your awesomeness there. Be kind to your puppies, and you can pet your kitties, I guess. But we'll catch you next week, and stay tuned for Blacklisted News Radio. I think Doug's live tonight, but we'll catch you next week. Have a good evening. Radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.